Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Trade.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And we just had the coin toss, and the Scissors won the toss. They will, they've elected to receive the football. So the Scissors will be on offense to start the ball game, and Parkview will be on defense. And hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. It's time to play some football, boys and girls. And we've got a pretty much a full house here at Scissor Stadium. There's still some room, still a few seats open. And plus, come on out, because if all the seats are taken, we'll let you sit on that grassy hill down there in the end zone where you'll get a really good view of the football game. So come on out. We'll get you in here and get you a good seat if you want to come on out to homecoming tonight at Scissor Stadium. Scissor, like we said, will be getting the football to start off. Garrett Drown will be back. And also back will be Lopez, I do believe, and Dalton Cox. So that'll be your three Scissors receivers for the kickoff. And, of course, you always have to watch out, because you never know. Part of you might just try to do the onside kick right off the bat here. So, you know, a team that's 0-6 overall and 0-6 in conference play, you know, they'll do anything to get a win. So, so you got to watch out. And now Parkview will tee it up, looks like, here in just a moment. All right. We're about ready to go here. It's teed up. Parkview's ready. Scissors are ready. The officials are ready. And we're ready to get underway with homecoming at Scissor Stadium. And Scissors will receive the kick here. And got the referee down there running around the end zone. Don't know what he's doing, but now he gives the signal. And there's kick. It'll be a low line drive. It's going to be fumbled. And the ball is loose, folks. And Parkview says they have it. They're going to have to sort this one out. And it is Parkview's football at the Scissor. Looks like the 33-yard line, and that is not how the Scissors wanted to start this ball game. I believe it was Garrett Drown who came up trying to catch it on the run and just never got it, and it bounced off his chest and went forward. And then everybody was trying to get it, and Parkview ended up getting it. So they'll have it at the Scissor 33, and Parkview will get first crack at the ball game here tonight. And Caden Burks will be your quarterback. He's going to be in the shotgun with two backs in the backfield with him and three receivers. He's going to throw it to the right, and it is incomplete. And that'll bring up a second and 10 for the Vikings at the Scissor 33. So not the way the Scissors wanted to start this ball game off, with a fumble and losing it to Parkview. So they gave Parkview good field position here at the Scissor 33. Here comes second and 10. Burks, once again, the shotgun. He'll probably stay there all night with two backs in the backfield. He's going to hand off this time, and the Scissors are there. And might have dropped him for a loss. We'll have to wait and see. I think they're going to put it down at the 34. They are. That's going to be a loss of one. That's going to bring up Harris on the carry for Parkview. Peyton Bryant on the tackle for the Scissors. Loss of one. It'll bring up second and 11 for Parkview at the Scissor 34-yard line. Just underway and no score. Burks will bring his offensive unit up. In the shotgun again, three receivers. He's going to throw to the right. Got a receiver over there, and the Scissors in pursuit, and they've knocked him down. Good tackle over there by a couple of the Scissors. And I believe he made it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Going to bring up fourth and 11. And looking out there, I think that was Deegan Kinslow on the tackle, I believe, for the Scissors. Hey. Lopez also on the tackle. And here comes 4th and 11 for Parkview. And now Burks will be back there by himself in the shotgun. And he's looking to throw, and the Zizzers are in pursuit. The ball is up, and it is way over the receiver. And a lot of pressure by Connor Lair that time on the quarterback. And the Zizzers will take over 1st and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So the Zizzer defense gets Parkview to go 4 and out. And here comes Dagan Kinslow with the offensive unit for the Zizzers. 10:23 to go here, first quarter, no score. Kinslow will start out in the shotgun. He's got 4 receivers out there, 2 on each side. And he's looking to throw. He comes out to the near side, Heston Miller. Miller on the inside cut. Now he goes across the 50 down to around the 45, make it to 46. Parkview, and that's a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains, first down for Heston Miller and the Zizzers. 1st and 10 at the Parkview 46-yard line for the Zizzers. So Kinslow, once again, he'll be in the shotgun. And once again, now he's got Connor Lair in the backfield with him. 3 receivers on the right side, 1 on the left, and 1 in motion. Now they'll hand off Connor Lair. Right side cuts up inside, back outside, lowers his head, and he'll get it down to about the 40. He's going to pick up about 6 yards, bring up 2nd and 4 for the Zizzers. Connor Lair getting his first carry of the ball game. And getting some instruction from the sideline. And going to bring up 2nd and 4. Here come the Zizzers with the play. Kinslow in the shotgun. He'll stay there most of the night unless it's a short yardage play, and he'll probably still be in the shotgun. Now this time it's Miller in motion. Miller stops, comes back, and Kinslow will take it this time right up the middle. First down for the Zizzers all the way down to the Parkview 27-yard line, and that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. The Zizzers marching that football down the field here. actually, they're going to mark him at the 28. I never can understand why they run in there like to the 27 and then they put it down at the 28. Why is the official standing there marking it at the 27 when they're going to put it at the 28? Anyway, 1st and 10, Kinslow in the shotgun. Looking to throw, he's got a receiver on the right side, and that's inside the 25. And that is going to be Josh Leeser on the catch for the Zizzers. He gets it down to the 22-yard line. Going to bring up a 2nd and 4, looks like. 2nd and 4 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 22-yard line. See if the Zizzers can put this one break loose here and score. Connor Lair up inside, and he's going to be inside the 20. Lair's going to be down to the 16. And that's going to bring up another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer Red Zone. 1st and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 16-yard line. Kinslow's in the shotgun. Miller in motion. Kinslow rolls to the right, looking, and he's going to go down. Kinslow is swallowed up by 3 Parkview defenders back at the 23-yard line. They were looking downfield, but nobody opened, and so Kinslow, by then it was too late to tuck it to run. He just had to tuck it and take the sack. That's going to bring up a 2nd down. And let's see, about 17, looks like. And have an official's time out here for some reason. Now they say it's okay. 2nd and 17 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 23-yard line. Kinslow this time cuts up inside around the left side of the line. Gets it down to about the 14-15-yard line. And that's going to bring up a third and eight for the Zizzers at the Parkview 14-yard line. 6:55 to go here, first quarter and counting. No score. Here we go. Third and eight for the Zizzers at the Parkview 14-yard line. Kinslow's got Lair. Here comes Lair. He comes up inside, comes to the outside. Connor Lair's in for the touchdown. Connor Lair, 6:34 to go here in the first quarter. And the Zizzers are on the board. Connor Lair on the 14-yard run for the touchdown. And Zizzers draw first blood. It is 6-0. And Braden Wall will come on to kick the extra point. As this is going to go for one here. Got a player late getting on the field. Now he's ready. We got plenty of time. 15 seconds on the play clock. It's down. Kick is up. And this one is good. Zizzers lead at 7-0, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead at 7-0 on a Connor Lair 14-yard touchdown. And the extra point kick is good by the Zizzers. 6:34 to go in the first quarter. And Zizzers up 7-0. Zizzers to kick off to Parkview here. And Parkview standing back on their, well, on their own 4-yard line. They're expecting him to put the old foot into it on this one. See what happens here. Here we go. And it's going to be a high short kick. Going to be taken about the 22. And he's almost tackled by his own player, the Parkview kid was. But the Zizzers bring him down. And looks like McGuire on the return. Aiden Cook on the tackle for the Zizzers. And Parkview will have the football first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Well, the Zizzers up 7-0. 6:28 to go, first quarter. Here comes Burks in the shotgun. With two backs in the backfield. Burks is going to hand off, and it's a good run. Out to about the 30-yard line. Pick up a four for Parkview that time. Can't really tell what the number is. They've got white jerseys with very light yellow. Harris on the carry. There we go. Tristan Clark on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a second and 6 for Parkview. And wait a minute. Official comes in. And he's looking at something on one of the Zizzers' legs or something. And whatever it is, they're looking at a brace or something on the leg, and they're going to make this guy, they're wanting to make this guy come out of the ball game. Coach Perkins doesn't understand. They're looking at a brace on the Zizzer player, and I can't tell who the number is. It may be Dalton Cox. I can't, like I said, I can't tell. and the officials are still looking at it, and they're going to let him play. Nope, it's Aiden Holt. So Aiden Holt has a brace on, and they're going to leave him in there, and they're going to let him play. So, all right, now we're ready. 5:59 to go first quarter, 7-0 Zizzers with the lead, and it's 2nd and 6 for Parkview at their own 30-yard line. Burks looking to throw, and it goes right through the receiver's hands out of bounds, incomplete, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 6 on the coverage that time for the Zizzers. I do believe that that was Taken Green out there playing defense. All right. It is 3rd and 6 from the Parkview 30, and Burks is going to roll to the right. Wants to throw. He throws it too high. It's incomplete. Going to bring up a 4th and 6 for Parkview. And you would think they're going to punt the football here, with it being on their own 30-yard line. But you never know. All right. This was a backup. Connor Lair will be the deepest back. And then for the Zizzers, number 22 would be Jesse Hudson back there. So here we go, Parkview to punt the football. It's on the ground. He fumbles it, and it's blocked. Zizzers block it, and Zizzers are going to get it in great field position. Couldn't see who got in there. Two players got in there. So, and I'm thinking Tristan Clark got in there and blocked it. Zizzers will have it 1st and 10 at the Parkview 26-yard line. Good job by Tristan Clark. Another block punt by Clark. And now Dagan Kinslow will come on the field, bringing the offensive unit out. See if they can score some more points here. Kinslow in the shotgun. Back to throw. Now he's going to tuck it. And he's going to run. He's across the 20. He'll lower his head. He's down to about the 10. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down by Dagan Kinslow. And once again, Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and their red zone. Down to the 10-yard line. So it is now 1st and goal from the 10-yard line for the Zizzers. Kinslow by himself. In motion comes Miller. Now they're going to throw it out to the left to Miller. Miller on that left side, and he gets loose, and he scores. Heston Miller scores on the touchdown. And I was looking. I thought I saw a flag, but I didn't see one. So Heston Miller. That's Kinslow to Miller. And that was a 10-yard completion for the touchdown. Heston Miller put a good move on down there. And it's time for the extra point. And the Zizzers have it. It's 14-0. Zizzers with the lead with 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that will get you there. From lightweight quiet blowers to easy-starting powerful chainsaws, the battery-powered AK Homeowner Series has what you need to take on your to-do list. Get your Steel power equipment at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer, or visit stihldealers.com to order online and pick up in-store or curbside.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead at 14-0 with 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. As they score again, as they get ready to kick off, And here in just a second, we'll take a look and see if we've got any early scores out there. First of all, Zizzers will kick off once again from their own 40-yard line. They lead it 14-0. One person back deep for Parkview, and they're going to cut it short again at the 23 it's taken. And the Zizzers are there at about the 30 to wrap them up and bring them down. Parkview will take over first and 10, about the 30-31-yard line. All right, let's take a look and tell you. Lamar leads Monette 14-0. Carthage over Joplin 7-3. Prairie Grove over Buffalo 6-0. Nixa leads Webb City 7-0. And Ava and Thayer no score. Butler leads Warsaw by a score 7-0. Let's see. Here comes Burks out. And that's all the scores we have for you, early scores here. In the first quarter, Burks is going to hand off again. Zizzers are there, going to get him for a loss behind the line. Loss of about one or two there. Running back, I think it was Harris on the carry. It was Harris. And tackle over there. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. Loss of two. Tristan Clark also in there on the tackle. Going to bring up second and 12 for Parkview at their own 28-yard line. Second and 12. Burks once again. He's going to throw to the right. Zizzers sniffing it out, and they're over there, and they've got him down at the 30. The receiver. So they're going to pick up those 2 yards back. And they'll get it back to the original line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up, actually, they're going to give him, well, now, wait a minute. Okay, going to get a half a yard there, so third down and 9.5. Jason Lopez on the tackle for the Zizzers. Like we said, it's going to be third down, 9.5. Ball is at the Parkview 30.5-yard line. The Zizzers already lead 14-0, 3:38 and counting to go here in the first quarter. Burks rolls to the right, looking to throw long. The Zizzers are back there, and it is caught by the receiver. No. Finally, yeah, he caught it, but he knocked him out of bounds, the Zizzers did. And that'll be a first down for Parkview. And Burks showing his arm that time. He can throw the football. So it's knocked out of bounds, looks out about the 22-yard line at the Zizzers. And Parkview will have it first and 10 at the Zizzer 22. Burks in that shotgun. This time he'll hand off and around that right side. And all of a sudden Parkview has got some steam going here. As they ran it down to about the 15-16-yard line, going to bring up a second down as they mark it down. They're going to mark it down at 17, so it's going to bring up a second, looks like about 4 or 5 yards. Burks this time hands off once again. Zizzers are there for the stop. And actually lost, about a yard on that play. Back to the 2 yards, back to the 19 of the Zizzers. Austin Davis on the tackle for the Zizzers. Third and 5 now, to make it 3rd and 7. Ball sitting on the 19-yard line of the Zizzers. 3rd and 7. And you can pretty much guarantee that this was 4-down territory for Parkview. Burks looking to throw again. Zizzer's getting some pressure. He throws it for the end zone. No good. Incomplete. The receiver finally got control of the football, but he was out of bounds by then. And it'll bring up 4th and 7. for Parkview at the Zizzer 19-yard line, 4th and 7. 2:29 to go first quarter. Zizzer's up 14-0. We'll see if the Zizzers can get a defensive stop here. After giving up the big play earlier on this drive, here we go. So Burks in the shotgun with two backs. Burks is going to roll. He's got some pressure. Now he's going to throw it, and it is incomplete, out of bounds. Good coverage by the Zizzers, and the Zizzers will take over. First and 10 at their own 19-yard line. So good coverage back there by the Zizzer secondary. Good pressure by the defensive line, the Zizzers. Caused Burks to throw it, and he threw it too far. And the receiver, before he could get control of it, was already out of bounds. So here comes Dagan Kinslow with 2:29 to go here in the first quarter. It's first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 19, and they lead it 14-0. Kinslow will be in the shotgun by himself. And man in motion. And that'll be Connor Lair. Kinslow coming to the right side, tucks it, runs it himself. He's got a first down and more, and Kinslow trying to get loose down the sideline. It's a foot race. Now he puts a move on inside. Finally, they're going to get him down at the 12-yard line for Parkview. Dagan Kinslow on the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And once again, the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Red Zone. Down to the Parkview 12 as Dagan Kinslow that time. I tell you what, you're looking at 19, 31, there's 41, 51, 61, about 68 yards that time, 68, 69-yard run. Kinslow putting some moves on. All right, here we go. Kinslow in the shotgun with the receivers. Looking to the right, he'll throw across the middle to Miller, and it's incomplete. And that one was actually pretty lucky because there was some traffic in there. Kinslow trying to thread the needle and couldn't get it in there. Miller couldn't hang on to it. So it'll bring up a second and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 12-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun, four receivers, throws to the right. He's got Miller. Miller is going to be brought down to 10. So a two-yard pickup. It'll be third and 8 now for the Zizzers at the Parkview 10-yard line. Third and 8. Zizzers can get a first down without scoring the touchdown. So now Connor Lair will be in the backfield with Kinslow. He's in the shotgun. And receiver on each side. They'll give it to Lair. Lair cuts up inside, puts his head down, and he scores. Connor Lair has scored again with a minute 32 to go. And now we got flags going all over the place. Several flags. Look like Parkview and may have got there. Now we got another flag goes up. So the touchdown will stand, but the officials are going to have to sort this one out. The Zizzers will go for the extra point here. So minute 32 to go here in the first quarter, and it was Connor Lair on that 12-yard run. Zizzers lead it. Well, they haven't put the points up yet, but here we go. Touchdown is good. Now, here we go. They're trying to sort this out. Here we go. Going to be a hold on the Zizzers. Hold on. A holding call also on Parkview. You mean to tell me all those flags was for two holding calls, one on each side? Well, okay, they're going to call it personal foul. Now, he gave the wrong indication. He indicated holding, but it was personal fouls, so they offset, and the touchdown stands, so the Zizzers going for the extra point here. So two personal fouls, one on each side. Here we go for the extra point attempt. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it's good. Zizzers lead at 21-0. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Trade.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas for over 30 years at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead at 21-0 over Parkview with a minute 32 to go in the first quarter, and Zizzers getting ready to kick off from their own 40-yard line. And once again, for the Zizzers, kicking off is going to be Brayden Wall. Let's see where this one goes. He's going to put the foot into this one. It's going all the way back. Going to be taken at the 9-yard line. Here comes the runner back out, and he's met by a wall of Zizzers. And let's see where they're going to give him. They may give him the 18-yard line. We'll have to see. Anderson on the return. Peyton Cook on the tackle for the Zizzers. He was the leader. There's about four more in there with him. And they're going to mark this thing down at the... Looks like the 17. Parkview will have it first and 10 at their own 17. Minute 25. Going to hand off, and the Zizzers are there. Going to be a loss on the play. Back to the 14. And trying to see Harris on the carry that time. Doolittle on the tackle for the Zizzers. And it's going to be back at the, where are we going to mark this thing at? The 15. So that's going to bring up a third, or a second and 13 for Parkview. Burks has it this time. Zizzers in pursuit. Burks is trying to get around the corner, and he'll go out of bounds. Doesn't get the first down. And we'll see where they're marking. Looks like about the 20. And Parkview is, well, I thought maybe there's a penalty on the play because they're backing up, but no, they're going to mark him back at the 18-yard line, so it's going to bring up third and 10 for Parkview at their own 18-yard line. So third and 10 for Parkview. Three receivers for Parkview. Burks in the backfield with his running backs. He's rolling to the left. Now he's going to throw it long. He's got a receiver, and he catches the football, and he's gone, folks. Parkview just scored. And that, folks, was an 80-yard pass with 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And we'll see if we can get the receiver. Anderson. And Parkview is on the board. And Parkview has decided they can throw deep on the Zizzers, and the Zizzers secondary better step it up here. That's twice they've been beaten deep. And this time for the touchdown, the Zizzer defender, shoot, Parkview ran off and left him. Anderson ran off and left him. And now timeout is called. The Zizzers call the timeout, 26 seconds to go here. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The new Toyotas are arriving every day at Toyota of West Plains, and they are committed to making your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever encountered. Fast, simple, and straightforward. They also buy cars on a daily basis. If you've got a vehicle you'd like to sell, be sure to reach out to the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop by for a visit with a friendly staff at Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Parkview just scored, and now they'll try the extra point here. Zizzers lead at 21-6 with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we're looking, and no score between Ava and Thayer. They're in the second quarter. And let's see. No score between Lebanon and Camdenton there in the second quarter. All right, Parkview's going to go for two here. Burks is rolling to the right. Now he'll throw the end zone. And it's no good. So the Zizzers lead it 21-6 over Parkview here with 26 seconds to go. So 2-point no good. And Parkview will have to kick off to the Zizzers. Taking a look, see if we can get some more of their scores here. Kickapoo leads Glendale 7-6. Let's see, Republic leads Carl Junction 3-0. Rolla over Waynesville 14-6 second quarter. And McDonald County leads Reed Springs 7-6 in the first quarter. Houston leads Willow Springs 6-0 second quarter. And that's all we got for you at the present time. So there's some updated scores for you around Southern Missouri. 26 seconds to go first quarter. Parkview to kick it off. And last time they did this, Zizzers fumbled. See if they can do a little bit better this time. And this one is back. Garrett Drown will take it on the 13. Drown's bringing it up and lowers his head, gets it out across the 35. Looks like they'll probably give him the 36. So a good return that time. So Drown on the return out to the 36. Zizzers will have it first and 10 at their own 36-yard line with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. See if the Zizzers can come up with a big play right here and score some more points before the first quarter is over with. See what we have here. Kinslow in the shotgun. One receiver to the left and three to the right. Here we go. Kinslow looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it. Now he'll throw it. Gets it to Watson Hafer. Hafer is out across the 45, and he's going to make it to the 46. And that's going to be close to a first down. We'll have to take a look and see here. And, yep, that is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They're going to mark it at the 47. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. And it's first and 10 from the 47. Kinslow with it. He's looking, and now he spins and gets away. Now he'll throw it, and he's got Eston Miller, and it's incomplete. And that'll be the end of your first quarter. With the Zizzers leading 21-6, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Scissors lead at 21-6 over the Parkview Vikings. And they're trying to get the chains and everything set across the way. And they haven't even put the ball down to start here in the second quarter. Now the Zizzers, they'll put it down. It'll be at the Zizzer 46-yard line, 2nd and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 46-yard line. Kinslow once again in the shotgun, and he's by himself with four receivers, two on each side. Connor Lair goes into motion. Now it's Kinslow right up the middle again, across the right side, puts a move on. He's across the 50-yard line, down to about the 47, looks like. It'll bring up third down. And, yep, they'll mark it at the Parkview 47. And no, they've got a face mask on Parkview. Personal foul, face mask against Parkview. So the Zizzers will pick up some more yardage. And that'll give them an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. That's going to put the ball inside the 40, inside the 35. And down to the 32-yard line of Parkview. So that's going to bring up 1st and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 32-yard line. Kinslow will be in the shotgun by himself. And he will have four receivers once again. Two on each side. Now here comes one in motion. And it's going to be around the left side. I believe this is Miller. Miller down the left sideline, puts his head down. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. Miller is inside the 15. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and their red zone. They'll mark it down at the Parkview 13-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 13-yard line. 11:33 to go here. Now we've got an official timeout. Don't know why. Now we're ready to go. 1st and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 13. Here comes Connor Lair around the right side, and there's going to be a holding for an illegal block. This one's coming back. Lair got around the right side inside the 10. I didn't see who committed the penalty over there. But it's coming back. And it's going to be a block in the back on the Zizzers. Well, that'll back them up. It'll be 1st down all over again. But let's see where they put the ball down at. That's going to take it out to the 27-yard line, looks like. Nope, 28-yard line. Zizzers will have it. 1st and a long way to go. Here comes Connor Lair, left side, puts his head down. Connor Lair heading for the end zone, folks. He's in. Touchdown, Connor Lair. Oh, Connor Laird. 11:17 to go here in the second quarter. And Connor Laird that time. 29-yard touchdown run. And the Zizzers will go for the extra point here. Leading 27-6, it's up, and it is good. Zizzers will lead it now. It's 28-7. Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for West. Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium, 11:17 to go here in the second quarter. And the Zizzers lead at 28-6 as Connor Laird just took it 29 yards for the touchdown. Extra kick, point kick was good by Wall. And it's 28-6. Zizzers lead it by 22. If the Zizzers can lead by 30 or more in the second half, even at halftime if they lead by 30 or more, turbo clock will be in effect. We like that turbo clock. Yes, we do. Wall will kick off from his own 40-yard line. Parkview standing back at their own 5-yard line. Wall put his foot into it last time, and he does this one as well. And this time it's going to be taken at the 6. And Zizzers miss a tackle, miss another tackle, and finally they're going to bring him down about the 20-yard line. Tristan Clark was one of them in there on the tackle. Harris on the tackle for the return for Parkview. So Clark on the tackle and also number 11 for the Zizzers. That's Weston Reeves. So now Parkview will have it. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Burks in the shotgun with two backs in the backfield. He'll hand it off this time. They're coming around the right side. And a good shoestring tackle that time by the Zizzers, Connor Laird. If not before they get out to the 27-yard line. Going to bring up a second and three. Second and three for Parkview at their own 27. And the Zizzers secondary, the defensive secondary, needs to keep their eyes up because Parkview has beat them a couple of times deep in the ball game. We're on the right side again, only this time out of bounds. The official goes down as well, but it's going to be a first down, looks like. Connor Laird knocked the runner out of bounds. And it's going to be a first down. So a first down for Parkview as they mark this at the Parkview 30-yard line. Actually, the 31. First and 10 for Parkview at the Zizzer, or at the Parkview 31. Burks this time, he's looking to throw. And he's got the throw out there, but the defense is there. Connor Laird's over there. I believe Tristan Clark's over there. Who else? Let's see. Number 32 for the Zizzers out there on the tackle as well. And that would be Landon Casey. Anderson on the catch. Going to bring up a second and 5. Parkview. The ball is at the Parkview 36-yard line. Burks will hand off again. And this time the runner will get to about the line of scrimmage, 36. Going to bring up a third down, third and five. Harris on the carry for Parkview. Tristan Clark on the tackle for the Zizzers. Third and five for Parkview at their own 36-yard line. We have 9:13 and counting to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 28-6. Burks once again. He's rolling out to the left. He wants to throw. He's throwing it long, and he overthrew his receiver by about 8 yards that time. And he had to because, folks, Zizzers were hot on the trail. Aiden Holt was breathing down Burks' neck from behind. Burks had to let that one go. So it's going to bring up fourth and five for Parkview at their own 36-yard line. And Parkview is going to punt the football. Connor Lair back at the 30, and Hudson is back at the 44. There we go. He gets the punt off this time, and it's going to hit, and they're going to, Zizzer's going to let it go. Parkview will down this thing at the Zizzer 26-yard line. So the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 26-yard line with 8:43 to go here in the first half. While we have a few seconds here, let's take a look and tell you that Ava leads there 14-7 in the second quarter. Camdenton leading 11-7-6 in the second quarter. So now, Kinslow in the shotgun, and he'll hand it off. And this time, out across the 30, about the 32-yard line, looks like. Trying to see who carried the football that time. And that was Parker McGinley. Parker picks it up, second and three. They're going to give it this time to Dalton Cox. He's got a first down. ONC Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains, first down for the Zizzers. Out to the 38-yard line for the Zizzers. So now, Kinslow in the shotgun again. And he's going to hand off once again to Cox, and Cox is going to get nailed behind the line of scrimmage that time. As Parkview came crashing through, going to lose a yard on the play. That's going to bring up a second and 11. Ball is sitting at the Zizzer 38-yard line, 38-yard line. And they'll hand off this time, McGinley once again, right up the middle. And he's out about the 44. And it's going to bring up a third down. McGinley gets it out. They're going to give him the 45-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third and three for the Zizzers at their own 45-yard line. 7:15 and counting to go first half. With the Zizzers up 28-6. Kinslow by himself. He's going to tuck it, and he'll go to the right side. He sheds a tackler, and I believe he's got the first down out near the 50-yard line. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They're going to mark it. Just shy of the 50-yard line. About the 49.5 on the Zizzer side. Kinslow now has a back in the backfield with him. Kinslow looking to throw. Now he does throw, and it's too high. And it's going to be over the head of Connor Lair, incomplete. Kinslow had to get rid of it because the pocket was collapsing on him there. Zizzer offensive line needs to do a better job of blocking up front, folks. They got to give him some more time to throw that football. Going to bring up 2nd and 10 for the Zizzers. Kinslow looking to throw. Now he'll throw across the middle, and he's got a receiver. And that one's caught by Heston Miller, I believe. Take a look. And that's Miller. And now we got a flag as Parkview. The Parkview defender gave Heston Miller a shot. And so this one should be against Parkview. Personal foul after the play. But Miller gets the first down. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down. Officials are going to talk about this one. So here we go. Personal foul. It's on Parkview. So we'll tack on some more. Miller got it down to about the 23-yard line, I believe. So now, the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Red Zone. The Zizzers have it 1st and 10. 1st and 10 at the Parkview 11-yard line. Zizzers can get a first down without scoring. Lair in the backfield. Kinslow in the shotgun. And Kinslow will keep it, turn it up inside. And he's inside the 10. Looks like about the 6. That may bring up a 2nd and 5, looks like. 2nd and 5 for the Zizzers. At the 6-yard line of Parkview. Kinslow will be by himself this time in the shotgun. Zizzers have 4 receivers, 2 on each side. Now here comes Lair in motion. And Kinslow looking, they'll throw the screen on the inside, and it's a touchdown for Connor Lair. Connor Lair scores once again for the Zizzers. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Heston Miller had the catch that time. So Miller on the 6-yard pass from Kinslow. And the Zizzers lead it now 34-6. Here comes the extra point attempt. It's up, and it is good. Zizzers lead it 35-6, 5:42 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 5:42 to go in the first half. And the Zizzers lead it now 35-6 over Parkview. Zizzers will get ready to kick off. Brayden Wall will do the honors. And Parkview, once again, standing back at their own 5. See if the Zizzers can possibly get a turnover here on the kickoff. That would be good. Here we go. It's going to be a direct kick, and it was fumbled. And what a tackle. Parkview player picked the ball up and immediately was floored that time. I mean, what a hit. Quincy Doolittle on the tackle. Good hit that time by Doolittle. Parkview will have it at their own 37-yard line, first and 10. 5:38 to go here in the first half. And let's see, I believe they said also that Brickman was in on the tackle as well. Burks hands it off, and looks like, he might get back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Harris on the carry. Tristan Clark on the tackle. Now three receivers for Parkview. Burks in the shotgun with two backs in the backfield. And he's going to pitch it to the running back left side. And it's a first down for Parkview. And now we got a flag. Got a flag. And this one may go against the Zizzers. They mark the ball down at the Zizzer 48. Here comes the call on the penalty. And it's going to be on the Zizzers. Personal foul. Personal foul. I believe it's blocking the back personal foul. So Parkview is going to have the football. Pretty good field position down to Zizzer 33. And Zizzers have got to quit making this, some of these penalties. They're just helping Parkview, giving them the football first and 10 at the Zizzer 33. Burks is in the shotgun. He's going to roll right, looking to throw. He's going to throw into the end zone. He's got a receiver inside the 10. Down to the 8-yard line. First and goal for Parkview at the Zizzer 8-yard line. One of the Zizzer defenders fell down, and the Parkview receiver caught the football before he fell down. So first and goal for Parkview, the Zizzer 8-yard line. And we'll see if the penalty is going to hurt the Zizzers. And they're going to hand off. Parkview coming around the right side. And I don't know if he got a yard or not. May have made it to the line of scrimmage. Well, they're going to mark him down to 7. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. So it's going to be second and goal now from the Zizzer 7. Gain of 1 that time. So second and goal from the Zizzer 7. Let's see if the Zizzer defense can get a stop here. Keep them out of the end zone. 3:50 and counting to go. And this time Burks wants to carry it himself, and he's going to be taken down. Looks like about the line of scrimmage. They might give him the 6. We'll have to wait and see here. It's still at the 7. Aiden Holt on the tackle. So it's 3rd and goal at the Zizzer 7. 3rd and goal from the Zizzer 7-yard line. See if the defense can get a stop here once again. Play clock is down to 7. Burks in the shotgun with two backs, and he's got three receivers. Now, this time, Burks, they'll hand off. Ball is on the ground. And Zizzers might have it. Nope, it's going to be Parkview ball, but it's back at the 15. And Parkview wants a timeout. 2:52 to go here in the first half. And Zizzer's lead is 35-6. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Scissors lead it 35-6 over Parkview. Let's check, get you updated around Ozark Conference. Camdenton leads Lebanon 7-6 in the second quarter. Kickapoo leads Glendale 14-12 second quarter. Republic leads Carl Junction 10-0 in the second quarter. Rolla leads Waynesville 14-6 in the second quarter. So get you caught up, a little bit of Ozark Conference action there. Here it is. It is fourth and goal for Parkview at the Zizzer 15-yard line. Parkview going for it. Fourth and goal from the Zizzer 15. Burks is looking in. He's got pressure right off the bat. Gets the pass completed. Zizzers haven't brought him down yet, and he gets in. How in the world? Three Zizzers couldn't bring him down. And now, I think we got another flag. If that's what I saw, I have to wait and see. Yard pass that time. And, folks, Zizzers are hurting themselves. It's 35-12 right now. Parkview, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're going for two. And it is no good. Pass was completed, but, man, there was a tackle that time. And I believe that time, Johnson on the catch. Heston Miller on the tackle. So the 2-point is no good. And so now, with 2:45 to go, it's 35-12. Zizzers with the lead here. 2:45 to go in the first half of play. So Zizzers hurting themselves with penalties and then just couldn't tackle the receiver that time. Three different Zizzers had a hold of him at three different times, and nobody brought him down. He scooted right on into the end zone. So, Zizzers will have Drown back. He'll be back at the 10-yard line. Dalton Cox is back about the 18-19. Parkview to kick it off here with 2:45 to go in the first half. Zizzers up 35-12. This one's high, going to be taken by Drown at about the 17-yard line. Drown still on his feet. Heads to the right side, trying to get down the sideline, and finally gets brought down across the 50. Looks like down around the 41-yard line of Parkview. Garrett Drown on a good return this time. And so, Zizzers will have it. First and 10. Wait a minute. They're going to put it at the 41-yard line of 41-yard line of Parkview. Here comes the Zizzer offense. Dakin Kinslow in the shotgun. Connor Lair back there with him. Zizzers will try to march it down here and stick it in the end zone again. Kinslow looking to throw. He's going to throw across the middle. Got a receiver and still going. And that's Watson Hafer still on his feet. He stretches and he's all the way down. to the 1 yard line. Watson Hafer was carrying Parkview defenders, and then he just stretched out that big old 6'3", 4-inch frame. Got it down to the one. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and there, red zone for the Zizzers. First and goal. First and goal at the 1 yard line for the Zizzers here. Good play, good catch, and good run by Watson Hafer. They're going to give it to Lair, and Connor Lair is in for the touchdown. So Connor Lair on the 1 yard run for the touchdown. .203 to go here in the first half. And here comes Wall in for the extra point attempt. It's 41-12. Make this one. Zizzers will be up by 30. It's down. It's up. And it is good. Zizzers lead at 42-12. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football. 100.9, the train.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's homecoming, and the Zizzers have just gone up 42-12 on Parkview with 2:03 to go here in the first half. Coming up here at the half, we'll run down scores for you. Plus, they'll have the crowning of the homecoming queen here at halftime at Zizzer Stadium. So, got a packed house here watching the homecoming tonight. Wall getting ready to kick it off from his own 40-yard line. See if the Zizzers can get a turnover here. And he's going to put this one. Oops. It is fumbled on the catch down to about the 2 yard line. And Zizzers are there inside the 10. Looks like about the, I don't know, if I had to guess, I would say about 7. But I could be wrong. Barkley on the return. Connor Lair on the tackle for the Zizzers. And they are going to mark this thing down to 6. First and 10 for Parkview. First and 10, Parkview. At their own 6-yard line. With a minute 55 to go, first half. And the Zizzers up by 30. Burks in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He'll go to the left, and Zizzers are there. Make the tackle for a short gain. Looks like it's out to the 9. Going to bring up a second down, and 7 looks like. All right, 2nd and 7. Parkview, and Burks is going to throw again, and that one's going to be incomplete. So bring up a 3rd and 7. Harris was the intended receiver. 3rd and 7. Well, actually, the football is on the 9-yard line. third and 7 for Parkview at their own 9-yard line. Minute 12 and counting to go. Burks is going to throw it. Got a receiver, and Zizzer defense is there, but that's going to be enough for a first down out at the 20. Parkview gets the first down. Zizzers will have to go in here at halftime and make some adjustments with their defensive secondary in the passing game. Landon Casey on the tackle for the Zizzers. So we're under a minute now to go first half. Stay tuned. We'll have your we will have the Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment at West Lane's halftime show coming up in about 47 seconds and counting. First and 10 for Parkview. Burks in the shotgun. We got a flag. That to see if the Zizzers jumped or if it was illegal procedure on Parkview. So that'll stop the clock at 41 seconds. And back up Parkview. Takes them back to the 15. We'll bring up a first and 15 for Parkview at your own 15 with 41 seconds to go here. Burks in the shotgun with three receivers. And the clock's running. Burks throws it up, and the Zizzers this time break it up. Burks just threw that one sky high. And incomplete. So that'll bring up a third or second and 15. 32 seconds on the clock. It'll be second and 15 from the 15-yard line. Burks hands this one off and might have lost a yard. Nope, they're going to give him the line of scrimmage, the 15. Clock running to 20 seconds, and Parkview probably won't even snap the ball. Farley on the carry. Austin Davis on the tackle, and that'll be the end of your first half, folks. Zizzers lead it 42-12. And that's the end of your first half. Zizzers lead it 42-12. We'll be back in 30 seconds with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas for over 30 years. At the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium for homecoming. The Zizzers lead Parkview 42-12 here at half. 6:34 to go in the first quarter. Connor Lair on a 14-yard run. The kick was good. The Zizzers up 7-0. 5:10 to go. First quarter. Kinslow to Miller on a 10-yard pass for the touchdown. Walls kick good. Zizzers led it 14-0. Minute 32 to go first quarter. Connor Lair on the 12-yard run. Kick was good. Zizzers up 21-0. And 26 seconds to go first quarter. Burks threw to Anderson. 80-yard touchdown pass. And the two-point conversion no good. Zizzers led it 21-6 at the end of one. 11:17 to go second quarter. Connor Lair on the 29-yard touchdown run. Walls kick good. Zizzers up 28-6. 5:42 to go. Kinslow to Miller on the pass, and the kick was good. 35-6, Zizzers with the lead. 2:50 to go, Burks to Nunda. 15-yard touchdown pass, two-point conversion no good. West Plains up 35-12, and then 2:03 to go in the second quarter. Connor Lair on the one-yard run, and Wall's kick was good. 42-12 is our score here at halftime with the Zizzers with the lead. And looking down on the field, and somebody is down on the field, folks. I don't think it's a player. It may be an official. So we may have one of the officials down here on the field. Medical staff is out there checking them out. So 42-12 is your score. Zizzers lead it here at the half over the Parkview Vikings. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll update you with scores. It's homecoming, so hopefully we'll also be able to tell you who wins this year's homecoming queen here at the half. It is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas for over 30 years. At the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. When I was a young boy, I always dreamed of being a Chevrolet dealer. Now that dream is reality here in West Plains, and I look forward to being able to continue to serve the community as your local Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The kids are back to school, making it a great time to spruce things up around the house. Have you thought about replacing those old faucets, sinks, and tubs? It's an easy update with the help of your friends at Negri Plumbing. They also repair and replace garbage disposals, water heaters, and toilets. If you need any help with your plumbing, call Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Negri Plumbing, specializing in service, and prides themselves in being dependable, honest, and experienced.
A big 50th anniversary tent sale is going on now at Morelandshire Ford and Morelandshire Ford Pre-Owned in West Plains. Come celebrate with them and get a great deal on your next car, truck, SUV, or minivan. You can also check out their inventory at MorelandshireFord.com. Don't miss the big 50th anniversary tent sale going on now at Morelandshire Ford and Morelandshire Ford Pre-Owned, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wild Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
The all-new Bad Boy tractors are now available at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. This new line of small and medium-sized tractors maintains Bad Boy's history of combining power, performance, and build quality while delivering the highest value in their class. Coupled with Bad Boy implements, you're all set to make your workday feel less like a chore. There's low-rate financing available, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, a proud, locally-owned independent business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made in Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Park
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Moe, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
We aren't ready for summer to end, but colder months are lingering around the corner. Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to take time now to prepare for the cold days ahead. It's the perfect time to insulate your pipes while the weather is nice. Also check for any leaks around outside faucets. You will definitely want to get those fixed before it gets cold. If you need any help with your plumbing, call Negri Plumbing at 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Negri Plumbing, dependable, honest, and experienced.
The big 50th anniversary tent sale is going on now at Morlandshire Ford and Morlandshire Ford Pre-Owned in West Plains. Come celebrate with them and get a great deal on your next car, truck, SUV, or minivan. You can also check out their inventory at MorlandshireFord.com. Don't miss the big 50th anniversary tent sale going on now at Morlandshire Ford and Morlandshire Ford Pre-Owned, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. It's halftime. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. And they just now started the halftime festivities. Let me tell you what's going on right now. We had one of the officials, when play ended at the end of the half, a official collapsed on the field. The players and everybody went ahead and went to the locker rooms. However, South Howell County Ambulance, the West Plains Fire Department, trainers for the Zizzers, Zizzer Team Doctor, all have been out there working with this official. And they just now put him on a stretcher. They've taken him over to one of the South Howell County Ambulances that is at the ball game tonight. One is always here at the ball game, and a second one came in to transport the official. We do not know the official's name. It was not the head official, but we do not know the official's name. All we know is that he collapsed. From what I've been told, he was alert. He was kind of disoriented, but I mean, he was alert. and they've taken him now to the ambulance on the far side of the field, and I imagine they're going to work on him just a little bit and then head over to Ozarks Healthcare, and we sure hope that he is okay, the official. Once again, an official has collapsed here at the football field, and he's been taken over to an ambulance waiting over on the far side, and they will be transporting him over to Ozarks Healthcare. The homecoming court is out on the field. The band is out on the field. So we just now, like I said, just a few moments ago, they started the halftime here. So we'll be able to bring that to you and let you know who's going to be your homecoming queen this year. Before we do that, though, it is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. And let's go ahead and take a look and tell you what some of the scores we have at the present time. Carthage leads Joplin 27-7 in the third quarter. Nixa leads Webb City 21-12 in the third quarter. Ava leads Thayer 28-7 at half. Marionville leads Sarcoxie 50-12. That's at halftime. Camdenton leads Lebanon 7-6 at the half in Lebanon. So a knockdown dragout going on there in Lebanon. Let's see, what else can we tell you as we scroll on down? Kickapoo leads Glendale 14-12 at the half. It is Republic leading Carl Junction 23-3 at the half. And Aralla leads Waynesville 53-20 at the half. Bolivar leads Hillcrest 34-7 at the half. Rogersville over Hollister 21-19 at the half. McDonald County leads Reed Springs 28-6 at the half. No score from Mountain Grove and Salem, Missouri. Houston leads Willow Springs 6-0 at the half. Liberty Eagles lead Kabul 20-7 at halftime. And that's the scores we have for you here for Southern Missouri here at halftime at Zizzer Stadium. And we can tell you here, West Plains leads Springfield Parkview 42-12. It's your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains halftime show. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in about 3 minutes, and we might even know who your homecoming queen will be by then. So we'll take a break. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas for over 30 years. At the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that will get you there. From lightweight quiet blowers to easy-starting powerful chainsaws, the battery-powered AK Homeowner Series has what you need to take on your to-do list. Get your Steel power equipment at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer, or visit stihldealers.com to order online and pick up in-store or curbside.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. Visit their new showroom, 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday, and the sales department open Monday through Saturday. Visit Toyota of West Plains.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Homecoming festivities going on here at halftime. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. Scissors lead at 42-12 over Parkview. And they're introducing the candidates right now, the homecoming court. And coming up here, hopefully in just a few minutes, we'll know who your homecoming queen will be this year. Lots of folks still here in the stands, and we're delayed a little bit because, in case you missed it, we had an official collapse right after the first half ended. The teams were leaving the field, and an official collapsed on the field, and So South Howell County Ambulance, also the West Plains Fire Department, trainers of the West Plains Zizzers, also a team doctor of the Zizzers. We're all out there, Zizzer coaching staff out there. Administration of the Zizzers was out there, and they're trying to get the guy taken care of. And another ambulance came, and he has been put on a gurney. He was loaded up into a South Alcany ambulance, and he is on his way to Ozarks Healthcare as we speak. So he was alert. He was awake. He was alert. So hopefully it's nothing serious, and he'll be able to go home tonight and get some good rest over the weekend, and hopefully he'll be okay. So we don't know what his name was, don't know where he's from, but we wish him well. And so the officiating staff will now have to come out and do the second half of this ball game with four officials. So this will be interesting. It's not out of the ordinary, because it has been done before. Official might get sick or something, or get injured, and the officiating crew has to operate the rest of a ball game with four officials. So they are trained in this, and they will do a good job here in the second half. Hopefully we'll have a turbo clock here in the second half, and we'll get this game over with quickly, and everything will be fine, and everybody will make it home safely. All right, we're going to take another break, and when we come back in about 3 minutes, we'll be able to tell you who your homecoming queen will be this year for Zizzer Homecoming. Zizzer's leading 42-12. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. When I was a young boy, I always dreamed of being a Chevrolet dealer. Now that dream is a reality here in West Plains, and I look forward to being able to continue to serve the community as your local Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
A big 50th anniversary tent sale is going on now at Morelandshire Ford and Morelandshire Ford Pre-Owned in West Plains. Come celebrate with them and get a great deal on your next car, truck, SUV, or minivan. You can also check out their inventory at MorelandshireFord.com. Don't miss the big 50th anniversary tent sale going on now at Morelandshire Ford and Morelandshire Ford Pre-Owned, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
The all-new Bad Boy tractors are now available at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. This new line of small and medium-sized tractors maintains Bad Boy's history of combining power, performance, and build quality while delivering the highest value in their class. Coupled with Bad Boy implements, you're all set to make your workday feel less like a chore. There's low-rate financing available, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, a proud, locally-owned independent business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on store.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains halftime show. And in case if you're close to Zizzer Stadium or in the city limits of West Plains, you're wondering what all the fireworks are about. They're setting off the fireworks show here for homecoming. And congratulations to senior Madeline Harris. She has been named this year's homecoming queen. Madeline Harris, the senior for West Plains, is your homecoming queen. So congratulations to Madeline Harris. All right, the ball game tonight being brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove and Thayer, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home and West Plains, Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty, Parkway Beauty Academy, Southern Bank, Toyota, Baxter Regional Health System, Hometown Clinic, Moreland Shell Ford, Miller Satellite Center, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Negri Plumbing, the Zizzer Zone, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and J&J Recovery and Towing, all of West Plains. Your boosters tonight, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Richard Brothers Feed, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Those folks bringing you the ball game tonight here on 100.9 The Train. The Zizzers have come out, and they're starting to warm up here. I imagine we're going to get some more time put on the clock because Parkview has not come down the hill yet. So they're still in the locker room. As a matter of fact, nope, they were over behind the far bleachers, so they'll be coming out to the side as well to warm up. So we might get underway, or they may go ahead and put another 3 minutes on the clock here at halftime. We'll kind of sit back here and take a look. Zizzers lead at 42-12 here at half over the Springfield Parkview Vikings, and once again, the four-man officiating crew has come out of the locker room as well. There'll be one short as one of their officials, one of their official mates, teammates, I guess you'd say, collapsed at the end of the first half there. He's been taken by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare, so we hope that he's fine and hope that he will be all right and hope he'll get to go home tonight. So anyway... All right. Looks like waiting to see if they're going to go ahead and, yep, we're going to go ahead and do another 3 minutes here of the halftime. So we'll take another break as well, and we'll come back and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment and West Plains Halftime Show. Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The new Toyotas are arriving every day at Toyota of West Plains, and they are committed to making your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever encountered. fast, simple, and straightforward. They also buy cars on a daily basis. If you've got a vehicle you'd like to sell, be sure to reach out to the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop by for a visit with a friendly staff at Toyota of West Plains.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead at 42-12 over the Parkview Vikings here as we're putting the wraps to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Zizzers leading 42-12. Once again, I want to say congratulations to Madeline Harris, a senior. She is the homecoming queen for this year. Congratulations once again to Madeline Harris. She was crowned here at halftime in the halftime ceremonies. So congratulations to Madeline Harris. All right, this will be kicking off to start the third quarter. Zizzers with a 30-point lead. Looking to go 6-1 on the season, 5-1 in Ozark Conference play. Parkview coming in tonight is 0-6 overall, 0-6 in Ozark Conference play. Once again, like we said, there will be four officials. So, four officials to do the ball game for the rest of the way, as we had one official collapse at the end of play of the first half. He's been taken by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare here in West Plains, and hopefully he'll be okay. And wait a minute. Okay, now we're going to have, we've got another official. So apparently we've had one standing by. They had an alternate. It's always good to have an alternate. So they've got one. And so he's going to come out on the field. And so now, officials are talking about who's going to be where and do what. Now they get that lined out. And we're ready to start the third quarter of play. Brayton Wall is going to be kicking off for the Zizzers here. Start the third quarter. The Zizzers up 42-12 over Parkview. All right, official gives the whistle, and we're ready to go. Get this thing underway and Wall will kick it low on a line drive. It goes down, then it goes over the head of the Parkview player into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. So Parkview will take over. Looks like out about the 20-yard line. And that's where Parkview will take over. First and 10 for the Vikings. Zizzers on defense. Zizzers up by 30. See if the Zizzers made some adjustments at halftime in the defensive secondary, because Parkview burned them a couple of times there in the first half. Going long. Here we go. And Burks with the football. He'll tuck it to run. He's got a first down, I believe. He's out around the 30-yard line. That should be a first down for Parkview. Zizzers came on a... Zizzers came on a... rushing the quarterback there. They came on a blitz. And Burks was able to avoid it. So it's a first and 10 for Parkview out at the 30-yard line. Burks, once again, he's got three receivers, two backs in the backfield. Burks with it. He'll hand it off, and the Zizzers got him behind the line of scrimmage that time, back about the 27, 28-yard line. It's going to be a loss of about two. Harris on the carry. Connor Lair on the tackle for the Zizzers. And it's going to bring up a second and about second and 12, looks like. Ball is back at the Parkview 28-yard line. Burks is going to throw, and it's caught, but immediately tackled. Or is it going to be? Nope, it's going to be incomplete. I thought for a minute he hung on to the football, but nope. Good stick there by Garrett Drown and Jesse Hudson over there as well. Now it's a third and 12. Third and 12 for Parkview. Now at their own 28-yard line. And now we've got an official timeout here for something. Okay, now we're ready to go. So third and 12, Burks. In the shotgun, and once again, we've got another whistle. I believe we've got a penalty on the far side. I wonder if this is going to be against Parkview. They're going to pick up the flag, okay? So pick up the flag. Now Parkview will have it, third and 12 at their own 28-yard line. Burks is in the shotgun with two backs in the backfield and three receivers. Burks is looking to throw across the middle, and it's picked off by Connor Lair. Connor Lair heading down the sideline. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds. And Connor ran over a couple of people over there, but they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. So Connor Lair is going to take it inside the 10 for the Zizzers. It's going to be first and goal at about the 7-yard line, looks like. So if the Zizzers can score here, the clock will run because of the turbo clock. So Zizzers have it, first and 10, or first and goal, I should say, at the Parkview 7-yard line. Here comes the offensive unit out on the field. Kinslow will be in the shotgun. Zizzers will have two receivers. Connor Lair looks like it's going to be in the backfield with Kinslow. First and goal from the Parkview 7. And it's going to be Kinslow rolling to the right, and he's going to throw it. And it's incomplete. That'll bring up a second down. I really thought they would have probably handed that one to Connor. since he got the interception, let him go ahead and get the touchdown, finish off the play, but we'll have to see. Second and goal for the Zizzers at the Parkview 7. Lair's in the backfield, Kinslow in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one receiver to the left for the Zizzers. Kinslow looking. Now he's going to throw, and it is incomplete. Trying to get it over to Watson Hafer, I do believe. That's going to bring up a third and goal for the Zizzers from Parkview 7. 10:32 to go here in the third quarter. Kinslow's got Lair. They're going to give it to Lair around the right side, Connor Lair. And now we got a flag. A late flag comes in after Lair scores the touchdown. This may be coming back. This is probably either going to be a block in the back or a hold on the Zizzers, probably. And it is. Holding on the Zizzers. So take the touchdown away. And now it'll be third and goal, and the Zizzers will have it long distance here now. This one's coming out now to the 11-yard line. So it'll be third and goal from the Parkview 11-yard line for the Zizzers. 10:27 to go here, third quarter. Zizzers trying to punch it in again. Lair will be in the backfield. Kinslow in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Kinslow will roll right. Now he's going to throw, and that one is going to be incomplete. Leaser couldn't hold on over there. And now that's going to bring up fourth and goal from the Parkview 11. Zizzers probably should have been running this instead of trying to throw it. Trying to stick it in the end zone, throwing the football. Connor ran it in, but they had the holding penalty. Now it's fourth and goal from the Parkview 11. Kinslow by himself, he's looking. And Kinslow trying to get out, and they've got him. The ball is loose. Doesn't matter. It's fourth down, and the Zizzers do not capitalize. Parkview will take over. And the Zizzers missed a big opportunity right there. Penalty hurt them, and incomplete passes hurt them that time. So now the defense is going to have to get with it. Get a turnover or get a stop here. 10:15 to go, third quarter. Zizzers still up 42-12. Parkview with the football. And it is first and 10 for Parkview at their own 21-yard line. And they try to run it up the middle. And looks like it's going to be a loss on the play of a yard back to the 20. Farley on the carry. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up second and 11. Miles Foster assisted on the tackle. So now it's going to be second and 11 from the 20-yard line for Parkview. Burks rolls to the right, throws the football. It's incomplete. Going to bring up third and 11. Garrett Drown over there in coverage. Also in coverage for the Zizzers out there, number 32, that's Landon Casey. Third and 11 for Parkview at their own 20-yard line. 9:36 to go, third quarter. Zizzers up 42-12. Parkview's got to hurry. Play clock is down to three. They're just now getting to the line of scrimmage, and they just got the ball off. They're going to throw it, and it's incomplete. The closest person to the ball that had a shot at it was a Zizzer defender, and we've got a flag on the play. This may be roughing the passer, personal foul, roughing the passer on the Zizzers. And that will give Parkview a first down. Zizzard, I don't see how that is roughing the passer when they hit him as he was throwing the football. But they're going to call it. And they're going to move the ball all the way out to the Parkview 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Vikings. And that one should not have been roughing the passer because Zizzard's hit him right as he was throwing the football. So here we go, Parkview with it, first and 10, their own 35. Zizzard's in pursuit of Burks once again, and they've got him behind the line of scrimmage for a sack. Burks tried to run it around the left side. Ball is back at the 32 of Parkview. And looks like a Parkview player is down on the far side. Jason Lopez on the tackle for the Zizzers. Parkview's got a player down on the far side, so we'll have officials time out for the injured player. And let's see if we can get some scores for you right quick. Ava leads Thayer 28-13 in the fourth quarter. Lebanon now leads Camden 26-7 in the fourth quarter. So Lebanon has come back on Camdenton. Kickapoo still leads Glendale 14-12 at the half. And Republic leads Carl Junction 37-3 in the fourth quarter. Rolla leads Waynesville 53-20 at the half. Bolivar over Hillcrest 34-7 at the half. Rogersville leads Hollister 21-19 at the half. McDonald County leads Reed Springs 41-6 in the fourth quarter. And now we got another penalty on the play. This is going to be on Parkview this time. So they'll scoot the Vikings back. Looks like they're going to put the ball on the 27-yard line. And that's going to bring up a second and 18 for Parkview at their own 27. Burks and hands the ball off, but the Zizzers are there. Tackle for loss on the play. Looks like they're going to put it down at the 25-yard line and bring up a third and 20 for Parkview at their own 25-yard line. Clock is running with 8:30 to go in the third quarter. Zizzers up 42-12. Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here. They missed a golden opportunity just a little bit ago to score. Turned it over on downs, and incomplete pass on the far side. So now, it's going to bring up a fourth and 20, and Parkview will have to punt the football here with a fourth and 20 at their own 25-yard line. Connor Lair will go back. Jesse Hudson will be the short man. I think that's Jesse. Hold on a second. I think it's Jesse, the short man, and Connor will be the deep man, standing back at his own 45. This was a blocked one. This time they didn't go after it, setting up a return this time. Ball hits the turf, and it's going to be downed by Parkview at the Zizzer 47-yard line, looks like. So Zizzer offense will take over first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Dagan Kinslow will bring the offensive unit out. And they'll try to march it down the field and stick it in the end zone. All right, Connor Lair coming out. Kinslow will be in the shotgun. Zizzer's first and 10. Connor Lair spread out to the left as a receiver. Two receivers on the right side. Kinslow in the shotgun. man in motion. That would be Miller. Kinslow's coming left side. He'll tuck it to run. Now he'll cut up inside across the 50, and he gets down to about the 45 of Parkview. It's going to be close to a first down. It's going to bring up a second and two for the Zizzers at the Parkview 45. So Kinslow looked like a couple of Parkview defenders had him, and he split the defenders and got it on down to the 45 of Parkview. Second and two. Kinslow shotgun, Connor Lair in the backfield with him. They'll give it to Lair around the right side. Lair cuts up inside. He's still on his feet. He's inside the 35, down looks like about the 32, 33. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They'll mark it at the Parkview 33-yard line. First and 10, Zizzers at the Parkview 33. As soon as they get the chain set, the Zizzers are wanting to go here. Here we go. Kinslow. He hands off, and that looks like it's going to be a first down for the Zizzers over there. Carter McCracken on the carry. And that's going to go down to about the 23. Is that going to be a first down? Yes, it is. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, first down for the Zizzers at the Parkview 23-yard line. Zizzers ready to go as soon as the chains are set. All right, we're ready. And they'll throw it out, and it's going to be dropped. Dropped out there that time by McCracken. So it'll be second and 10. So McCracken had shot out to the left of Kinslow, trying to get a little flare pass out there and get McCracken down the left side, and he dropped the football. So brings up a second and 10 at the Parkview 23. Kinslow, this time he hands off. And that one's going down to the 21. And now we got a flag. Two flags have been thrown now. I think that was Heston Miller on the carry. But I think their little extracurricular activity there at Parkview is what it looked like. And Parkview's backing up. So Parkview going to be helping the Zizzers gain some yardage here. Here comes the call. Personal foul. Personal foul on Parkview. So now, the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. And the ball is moved all the way down to the Parkview 11-yard line, looks like. Parkview 11-yard line. Zizzers have it first and 10. They can still get a first down without scoring. Kinslow to the right side this time and cut up inside. Inside the 5, still fighting over there. That was Carter McCracken that time. He didn't drop that one. He's inside the 5, looks like, about the 4. Bring up a second and 3 for the Zizzers. Second and 3 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 4-yard line. Zizzers score here, and the turbo clock will go into effect. All right. McCracken in the backfield with Kinslow. And they're going to give it to McCracken again. Touchdown. I believe that was McCracken. 5:53 to go here. And Carter McCracken on the 4-yard run. So Carter McCracken gets the 4-yard touchdown run. And the turbo clock will be in effect now. The Zizzers lead at 48-12. And the extra point kick is down. Nope. and it was fumbled, but now they're throwing, now they'll throw, and he caught it in the end zone for two. Are they going to give it to him? No signal yet. There it is. Watson Hafer. Hafer on the two-point conversion from Peyton Cook. And the Zizzers are up 50-12. Peyton Cook on the pass as the snap was fumbled. Cook rolled out to the left. Hafer was in the end zone. Cook threw it to him, and Hafer slid. He was on the ground and caught it, and it was good. The Zizzers are up now 50-12. And the turbo clock will be in effect now. So Zizzers will kick off from their own 40-yard line. 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 50-12. The Zizzers will travel to Waynesville next Friday night to take on the Tigers. Pre-game at 6:30 with the kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on 100.9 The Train. Kick is going to be taken at about the 12-yard line by Parkview. Around the left side, still heading down the sideline. Finally, Zizzers knock him out of bounds. Didn't quite make it to midfield. So Parkview will have some good field position here. They're going to say he was out at the 45-yard line, Parkview's 45. So that's where they'll start, first and 10 at their own 45. Harris on the return that time. Aiden Holt on the knocked him out of bounds for the tackle. Parkview, first and 10. Clock is running. Turbo clock in effect. We're down to 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Burks in the shotgun with two backs in the backfield and three receivers. Burks, he's going to pitch it coming right, and Zizzers are there, and they're going to stop him. Didn't make it to the 50. Well, now they're going to say he got to the 50. I thought he only made it to the 49. So that's going to bring up a second and 5. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. So it's going to bring up second and 5 for Parkview at the 50-yard line. 4:21 to go here and counting in the third quarter. Burks. He'll roll out to the left this time, looking to throw. He's going to throw long. There's nobody back there. Well, his receiver finally got there but couldn't hang on. So, incomplete. That'll bring up a third and 5 for Parkview at the 50-yard line, and the clock continues to run. We're now inside of 3:40 to go in the third quarter in county. Third and 5 for Parkview at the 50-yard line. Burks in the shotgun, looking to throw again. This time it's knocked down. And guess who, folks? I believe that was Jason Lopez, if I'm not mistaken. So it's going to bring up 4th and 5. Jason Lopez jumped up, knocked that pass down, so it's 4th and 5 now. Burks will roll to the left. Zizzer's in pursuit. Now he throws it to the side. It is incomplete. The Zizzers will take over first and 10 at the 50-yard line. So Zizzer defense holds up. 2.5 minutes to go and counting in the third quarter with the Zizzers up 50-12. Turbo clock is in effect. So, Zizzers, and now, I believe, Aiden Simpson will be the new quarterback for the Zizzers. Simpson in the shotgun. And some of the offensive starters getting a break. Hand off up that left side. Good run that time. And Parker McGinley on the carry for the Zizzers. Gets it down to the 41 of Parkview. That's going to bring up a second and one for the Zizzers. Second and one at the Parkview 41-yard line. Minute 40 and counting in the third quarter. Simpson is your new quarterback, Hayden Simpson. And that time again, Ling, I don't think he made it. Nope, they're going to mark him down just shy of the 40, about the 40 and a half. So it's going to bring up third and about half a yard for the Zizzers. Third and half a yard. Aiden Simpson is your new quarterback. Parker McGinley in the backfield with him. McGinley once again. This time he's got it. He's inside the 40. And that's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Down to the 39-yard line of Parkview. First and 10, 39 seconds and counting to go in the third quarter. Simpson once again gives it to McGinley, or no, I'm sorry. I believe that is McGinley. Nope, that's Dalton Cotts on the carry that time. And he's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage, looks like. Oh, he gained a yard. It's going to be second and 9, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Simpson this time will hand off again. Trying to cut it inside is Cox. And he's going to be brought down. That's the end of the third quarter. It's 50-12. Zizzers with the lead over Parkview. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. The Zizzers lead at 50-12 over Parkview as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Check on some scores around Southern Missouri. Ava has defeated Thayer 35-13. That's a final now. And also, Lebanon has beat Camden 33-14. So Lebanon now is sitting all alone in the driver's seat at the top of the Ozark Conference. Some other scores, Kickapoo and Glendale, still 14-12 is the last score we had on them. And Republic leading Carl Junction 37-3 in the fourth quarter. Rolla over Waynesville 67-20 in the fourth quarter. Bolivar beat Hillcrest 48-7. Rogersville over Hollister 42-25. McDonald County beat Reed Springs 41-6. Zizzers throwing a little screen pass that time, and they're going to get the first down. Looks like they got it inside the 30, down to the 29. Simpson to Carter McCracken there. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. First and 10 at the Parkview 29-yard line. And that's about all the scores we have at the present time, so That's what's going on around southern Missouri. Simpson's going to hand off again this time. It's on the right side, and that, folks, I believe, couldn't quite tell, but they get it inside the 15 to the 14, and that's McGinley. Parker McGinley on the carry. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down. And the Zizzers are now in, once again, in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer red zone. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 14-yard line. Aiden Simpson in the shotgun. He's going to hand off again, but this time going to be dropped for a loss at about the 18, I believe, is McGinley that time. As Parkview just shot through that line of scrimmage, and looks like the offensive line is still in there for the Zizzers, starting offensive line. All right, going to bring up a second and 13, and that's offsides on Parkview as they jump the gun. So that'll help the Zizzers. Offside on Parkview. So that'll move the ball inside the, well, they'll take it down to the 13. And Zizzers need to get down to the 4, so it's going to bring up a second and 9 now for the Zizzers at the Parkview 14-yard line. Simpson in the shotgun, and they'll hand off again, cutting up inside this time is McGinley, and he looks like he's down inside the 5. He's got another first down, folks. Parker McGinley down to the 3-yard line, and that's going to make it first and goal for the Zizzers at the Parkview 3-yard line. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Parker McGinley running the football. They'll give it to him again. Tries to go up inside. He'll be brought down from behind about the 4-yard line. He's going to lose a yard. It'll be second and goal from the Parkview 4-yard line now. 9:13 to go here in the ball game. Zizzers up 50-12, and they've got the football at the Parkview 4-yard line. And trying to make it again is McGinley. Let's see where they put him. See where they're going to mark this thing at. So we're going to mark it at the 4-yard line again. And third and goal for the Zizzers at the Parkview 4-yard line with 8:38 and counting. They're going to ball game. Simpson. This time he'll hand off and he'll cut up and inside. And they're going to say no. He didn't make it. McGinley carrying again. He's all the way down to about the 1-foot line, and it's fourth down, folks. So the Zizzers have it fourth and goal from the, well, they're going to put it just inside the 1. Fourth and goal just inside the 1 for the Zizzers. Can they stick it in? McGinley, and he's in this time, folks. McGinley gets it in with 7:52 to go in the fourth quarter. So 7:52 to go. And Parker McGinley, and we'll just go ahead and give him the 1-yard run that time. And the Zizzers now lead it 56-12. And Zizzers going to go for the 1. All right. They need one more person out there. Better hurry up, because the play clock is coming down to 12. They needed one more lineman. Now they've got him. Here we go. There's a snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead it 57-12. 7:50 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Trend.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's homecoming, and the Zizzers lead Parkview 57-12 with 7:50 to go here in the ballgame. Zizzer's going to be kicking off to Parkview. Parker McKinley just scored. Extra point kick was good. Zizzers up 57-12. They'll go to Waynesville. They'll go to Waynesville next Friday night to take on the Tigers. We'll have the game for you right here on the radio next Friday night from Waynesville. Then the Zizzers close out the regular season in 2 weeks against Bolivar at Bolivar. All right, here we go. And that one's going to be, well, it's going to go, and it's not going to make it to the end zone. It's going to be down at about the 3-4 yard line by Parkview. They thought it would go in the end zone, but it didn't. And so they had to just fall on it, and they're going to mark it at the 3. So Parkview will have the football first and 10 at their own 3-yard line. So here comes Parkview, and let's take a look. And Zizzers still have some of their starters in on defense. Not all of them, but some of them. So now Parkview's got 3 receivers, 2 backs in the backfield. And Burks is in the shotgun in his end zone, and the Zizzers jumped offside. Got a little excited. Can't see who that was over there on the left side of the defensive line that jumped. No, it's a penalty on the Vikings. Parkview, the offensive line jumped, and that's why the Zizzers jumped. Backs them up to the 1.5 yard line. 1st and 12. They're going to hand it off, and Zizzers, are they going to... Nope, they're going to say he got out across the goal line. That's pretty close, folks. He made it to the half-yard line before Zizzers almost got a safety on him. I tell you what, that was close right there. I think the official was just being nice to him, folks, because it looked to me like they had him down in the end zone. Well, it's on the half-yard line now. So now they got to get it down to the 13 for a first down. Parkview does. They have it on the half-yard line. Burks is in the end zone in the shotgun. He's going to throw it, and it is caught. No, it's incomplete. Incomplete. And now that's going to bring up a 4th down. And now they're going to say 3rd down. Guess that would be 3rd down because of the penalty. 6-10 and counting to go in the ball game, and Parkview has it at the half-yard line, their own half-yard line. Now we're under 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers up 57-12. All right, Burks will be standing in the end zone once again with 2 backs, 3 receivers, and he's going to roll to the right. He'll throw it, and it is incomplete. And that'll bring up a 4th down. And wouldn't it be great? I tell you what, Parkview's going to have to punt the football here, folks. If not, they could very well give the Zizzers very, very good field position. And Parkview Zizzers may come after this one because, I'll tell you, folks, Parkview is, they can't take a Oh, now we're going to have a timeout call. Timeout is called with 5:07 to go in the ball game. Parkview takes the timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's fourth and about 13 and a half yards to go for Parkview. The ball is at the Parkview half-yard line. So Parkview, if they try to punt this thing, Zizzers may go after it, because the punter is going to be pretty much standing in the back of the end zone. That's where he's at. He's at the back of the end zone, and he cannot step out. So you have to keep a close eye on him, make sure he doesn't take a step backwards. Parkview is going to try to punt this thing out of the end zone here. Zizzers will be coming after it, and he's going to get it. But it's a short punt. Nobody back for the Zizzers, and the ball is going to roll out to the Parkview 42-yard line. That's where the Zizzers will take over. First and 10 at the Parkview 42-yard line with 4:51 and counting on the clock. Some of the Zizzer faithful starting to make their way out to their vehicles. This one's in the bag. Zizzers got this one tonight, 57-12. And coming out will be Aiden Simpson, quarterbacking once again, and Cox will be his running back, Dalton Cox, in the backfield with him. 4:20 and counting, and there's offsides on Parkview. Parkview jumped encroachment, so that'll help the Zizzers out. Didn't even have to snap the ball, and they gained 5 yards. Now the ball's down to 37 of Parkview. It's going to bring up first and 5 for the Zizzers. Simpson, once again, with Dalton Cox in the backfield. They'll give it to Cox. Cox up inside, calls some blockers, goes to the right side, trying to get down the sideline, finally out of bounds. He's inside the 20, down to about the 17. We've got a flag. You know that one's coming back. It's holding on the Zizzers. So that'll back him up. That'll be from, it's a spot foul, 10 yards from the, I believe they're going to say it was at the 24. So now, Zizzers will have it. Second and 2 at the Parkview 34-yard line. Second and 2 at the Parkview 34. Hold on here. Officials timeout for some reason. Actually, it's going to be first and 2 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 34. All right, they'll hand off again. There's another first down coming around the right side, and out of bounds that time is Cox. Dalton Cox out of bounds, I believe, at the 25. And that'll be another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Parkview 25-yard line. 3:27 and counting to go in the ball game. Turbo clock in effect. Simpson hands off again, and it'll be Cox again, down to about the 22, looks like. That'll bring up a second, and looks like second and 7 for the Zizzers. 3 minutes and counting to go in the ball game. 57-12. Zizzers with the lead. And they'll go to Waynesville next Friday night to take on the Waynesville Tigers. This time, Simpson going to keep it himself. He's inside the 20, down to about the 18 that time. So Simpson on the quarterback keeper. Down at the 18-yard line. So Zizzers once again are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. 2:20 and counting to go in the ball game. Third and three for the Zizzers at the Parkview 18-yard line. Simpson in the shotgun. Now he needs to snap it. It's down to three. Now they'll snap it. They'll throw to the right. And that's going to be, I believe, McGinley. So McGinley gets it inside the 15 down to about the 15. And that's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Parkview 13 with a minute 40 to go and counting. Be nice if the Zizzers could stick it in here one more time. Simpson's going to run the clock down, play clock down. Now they'll hand off right at the middle. Is Dalton Cox. He's inside the 10, down to about the 9. Minute 15 and counting. The Zizzers have it. Second in about, second in about 6. Second and 6 for the Zizzers. 56 seconds and counting. And now it looks like Zizzers may do the old victory formation here. And there they go. And that's going to be your ball game right there. 57-12. Zizzers are going to win this one over Parkview. 57-12 as they take a knee in victory formation. The clock will just run out now. So, Zizzers win at 57-12. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds with your shelter insurance, Andrew Hick, from the West Plains Post Game Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. The Zizzers go to 6-1 on the season and 5-1 in Ozark Conference play as they defeat the Parkview Vikings 57-12 here on homecoming. Let's run down the scoring for you tonight. In the first quarter, 6:34 to go first quarter. Connor Lair on the 14-yard touchdown run. A Walls kick was good. Zizzers up 7-0. 5:10 to go first quarter. Ken's low to Heston Miller on a 10-yard pass for the touchdown. Kick was good by Wall. 14-0. Minute 32 to go first quarter. Connor Lair on a 12-yard run for the touchdown. Walls kick good. Zizzers led it 21-0. Then with 26 seconds to go first quarter, Burks to Anderson on an 80-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion was no good. At the end of one, Zizzers led it 21-6. Second quarter with 11:17 to go, Connor Lair on a 29-yard touchdown run. Walls kick good again. 28-6 was your score. 5:42 to go second quarter. Kinslow to Miller on the touchdown pass. Walls kick good. Zizzers up 35-6. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Burks to Nunda on a 15-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion no good. West Plains led it 35-12. And then with 2:03 to go in the first half, Connor Lair on a 1-yard touchdown run, and Wall's kick was good. Zizzers led it 42-12 at the half. Third quarter with 5:53 to go, Carter McCracken on a 4-yard touchdown run. Watson Hafer on the two-point conversion from Hayden Cook, and it made the ball game 50-12. Zizzers with the lead. That's the way it was at the end of three. Then in the fourth quarter with 7:52 to go, Parker McGinley on a one-yard touchdown run, and the kick good. Zizzers went 57-12 over the Parkview Vikings. Parkview is now 0-7 on the year overall, 0-7 in Ozark Conference play. Once again, Zizzers go to 6-1 on the season, 5-1 in Ozark Conference play. All right. It is your Shelter Insurance and Direct on the West Plains Post Game Show. We'll come back in 30 seconds with your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers win at 57-12 over Parkview. It is your... It is the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. Time for the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains Player of the Game. And tonight, well, it could be several players. Connor Laird, Dagan Kinslow on the offensive side of the ball. Also Watson Hafer with a couple of good catches in the ball game as well. And on the defensive side of things, Aiden Holt was doing a fine job for the Zizzers on the defensive side. And Connor Lair with another interception, almost another touchdown off the interception, but he got it on the offensive side. They let him run it in. So we'll give it to Connor Lair and Aiden Holt on the defensive side. And on the offensive side, your players of the game are going to be Dagan Kinslow, Connor Lair, and Watson Hafer. Zizzers win at 57-12. They will take on Waynesville next Friday night. At Waynesville, pregame show at 6:30, and the kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll have that one for you right here on 100.9 The Train. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight: Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home and West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the Zizzer Zone, Negri Plumbing, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, Miller Satellite Center, Moreland Shell Ford, Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic, Toyota Southern Bank, Parkway Beauty Academy, and Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty, all of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game tonight: Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Richard Brothers Feed, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains. Rich, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Zizzers won at 57-12 over Waynesville. They travel over Parkview, and they'll travel to Waynesville next Friday night to take on the Tigers. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Thanks for listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train. Good night.